from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And my mind goes in two very opposite directions. Like, remember now, and I remember because you and I was about to head out to town and we were about to start that 4-game Rockies series. And I was like, they're going to win all four. And then they did. And then it was the trade deadline. And we all know what happened there, which was kind of a mixed bag of half-stepping and money and not what people really wanted. And then you're like, okay, but after that, you're playing a stretch of teams that you need to beat and you need to win all those series. Now, the A's series is only a 2-game series. But since then, 6-3. So 4 in a row going into the deadline, 6-3 since then. There's your 10-13. And you guys are right. There's the schedule is going to continue to give you breaks for the next few weeks. Now, there is a stretch after that that gets really hard. And I don't think people have really, you know, this whole thing about, oh, the Giants schedule is easy. There's this stretch starting in September where they go Arizona, San Diego, Milwaukee, San Diego, Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona. It's like 7 straight series against really good baseball teams. So whatever, worry about that when you get there. But they are winning the games. They are hitting the ball. People like Conforto and now Cana today has this great game. And so you're getting the contributions. Ramos is back. Chappie can't stop hitting home runs. That's all great. However,
oh boy.
No, I do. Like you got
sound like Grandy right
no,
now.
No, you got to ask for a lot. If you're asking for a playoff team, you have to ask for a lot. And there's 3 things that stand out to me right now. If you really want to take this and make this something, there's 3 things. You've got to figure out what's going on with Harrison and Birdsong because they both look exhausted. That's number 1. Number 2, very obvious, Camilo Doval. Problem, and here would be my new rule. He's either not the closer, or when he comes in, as soon as he walks someone and you're allowed to take him out, you take him out. So that second walk today, which was his 3rd batter, gone. You're out.
And stay then, confident, kid.
I'm sorry. There's no time for that. It's nut cutting time.
Thank you, and I appreciate you using it because it's a clean expression.
There's no time. Pablo Sandoval, Barry Zito, these people got benched in playoff runs. There's no time, okay? And then number 3, I don't know what the hell needs to happen for somebody to put the ball in play when there's a runner at 3rd and less than 2 out. I don't know if we need to start incentivizing this like they're little kids. You know what I mean? Like, put your phone away. Okay, put your phone away. If you put your phone away 5 nights in a row, you get a cookie. What in the hell is it going to take to put the bat on the ball with a runner at 3rd and less than 2 outs? It is an automatic strikeout right now, no matter who the hell's at the plate. They're allergic to the sac fly. Can't remember the last time they got a sac fly. And it's killing them because they're a team that's not good enough to blow you out. They need to win close games. So if you need to win close games and you can't trust your closer and you can't score guys from 3rd, you're in a world of hurt.
You're in a tough spot, but you do have three-fifths of your rotation looking pretty good.
Dominant.
The other two arms, it's probably going to wind up being bullpen games the rest of the way because you've got young pitchers who are overextended beyond where they've ever been in their career. Today was an odd one because you had the rain delay, but Kyle Harrison has not looked as dominant as he did in April and May.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's a young pitcher looking tired, and you do have Jordan Hicks and you got Sean Jelly, guys who can come in and be a bridge. The thing about Duvall, I wonder about his fragile psyche. I don't know how fragile it is, but it seems like he's a guy who has allowed his own failure to get to him. So if you do start to take him out when he struggles, that doesn't give him confidence. And if you completely remove him from the closer role, that doesn't give him confidence. So you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place unless you want to completely make a move and not even go back to him ever again as closer this year.
Well, I don't know about ever again. But
this year.
Yeah.
If you make that move now, you're basically going to go with Ryan Walker the rest of the way, or you're going to do whatever you think you should do. If you take Camilo Duvall out of the closer role, I don't think you can then put him back into it later in the year.
Maybe not.
I don't think that he has the psyche to withstand that.
Maybe not, but I also am not sitting here like very low on my priority list is Camilo's confidence.
No, that's but you need him confident to get out. If he's not confident, then you take him out.
Yeah, then we're moving on. They're like that rope right now is not gone, but it is very short. And you can feel it. You can see it. There is no patience for this. He's right. When he's talked about safety nets in the bullpen, did everyone catch what that means? Camilo's coming into the game and someone else is warming up.
Exactly.
Before the hell he's gotten even to the mound. So they already know. They know. And that's probably not good for his confidence.
Nope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.